Warning, the following podcast contains adult language and childish comedy. Listener discretion is advised. And now, please adjust your headphone volume to an unreasonable level and enjoy the most dynamic and electrifyingly entertaining podcast ever to conquer cyberspace.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the most powerful podcast ever created, the amazing pop culture podcast starring Dags and Rez. And now, across this powerful oaken desk is DJ Micah Rez.
Hello, Dags. Hello, amazing friends. Hello to everybody who wishes me well with my Programmer of the Year award.
Welcome back, our friends. Welcome back. If you're new to this podcast, what it is me and Micah DJ Rez talking pop culture. Today's episode is no different. We are going to be talking about the 1982 movie, The Thing. But as always, we'll talk about other stuff, new stuff. Now, Micah DJ Rez, Superman, Peter Gunn, James Gunn. You know who Peter Gunn was, the theme from Peter Gunn?
No.
Dun, 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 dun,
that almost sounds like the Spy Hunter dun, dun, song. Dun, dun,
dun. That's it.
Is
Spy
it?
Hunter, yes.
Okay.
Is well, the theme from Peter Gunn.
There you go.
But we're talking about another gun, James Gunn.
Jimmy Gunn.
New Superman costume. What are your thoughts on the costume?
Doesn't look like it fits him. There's a lot of wrinkles in it.
Why do they always have to have weird textures and colors?
I don't know.
Why can't they just have it close?
Like skin tight?
Yes.
Like Chris Reeves.
Oh, you call him Chris. Oh, you're that close.
Yeah, I had a good vibe with him. His suit fit him fine. Form fitting. It hugged him nice. And then this new suit looks like it's a little big on him. And it's bunching up in the shoulders as he's putting on his boots. He looks very calm and casual in this picture.
It's kind of a weird picture to put out there.
Yeah. Especially with, like, it looks like destruction in the background.
Yes.
And then I see people on X saying, "This gets me hyped." Yeah. I'm like,
it's not Henry Cavill.
It's not. There's not much going on in this picture. It just looks like he's like, "Fuck, yeah, I'm coming."
And he looks exactly like him, like he's some clone.
Yeah, he does.
Yes. Why not go totally different if you're going to do that anyway? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they should go with a blonde hair Superman.
Let's Why not?
Just totally.
Well, you know, I want a blonde haired back to Aquaman. That's what I want.
Yeah, it's what we deserve.
Yes.
I think we should, almost go Superman 4 on it and that nuclear guy.
Did you see my post?
No.
Oh. I said, I showed a picture of Nuclear Man, and I said, this is probably the best representation of Sabretooth from the X-Men. Showing his...
Yeah. Destroy his Superman.
His Lee press-on nails.
Yeah, then he scratched Superman in that one, and it, like... left like electrical scratch marks on Superman's neck or something. What an odd place to scratch Superman anyway.
We need to go back to Superman, truth, justice, and the American way, but they won't.
They won't do it.
But it, to me, like that, the theme, like that John Williams theme, is there any better theme for a superhero movie?
No. It's just like Star Wars, you know?
Well, exactly.
You hear that song and you're like,
yes.
Oh yeah, shit's about
yes,
to happen.
Yes, yeah, you hear the fanfare, you know, dun, 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 and then it builds. Dun, 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 yep.
Yeah, and then one of my favorite parts was in Superman when he fights himself and he's in the junkyard and he finally defeats himself and he rips open his shirt and the music starts and you're like, fuck yeah.
I like the scene when he lost his powers. Do you remember that?
Yeah, with General Zod.
And the truckers beat him up, and then he comes back and he gets his powers back.
That's right, yeah. He looks like a nerd and he kicks their ass.
And he says he's been pumping iron.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, that's not what Superman's all about, though. Real Superman wouldn't go back to love, you know, to even the score.
You don't think he would?
No.
Why not?
Truth, justice, and the American way. That's not the American way, or truth, or justice.
Well, I feel it's justice. Yeah. Now, Micro DJ Rez, when does this movie drop? Do we know? Coming soon.
I don't. Should we? I bet it's like a 2025 release or something stupid. James Gunn's Superman, 2025. See?
There you yes, go. Yes, perfect.
Yes.
You were pretty quick on the draw there. Usually,
I know. Usually, like 3 hours have to wait. To look stuff up. I know. And then I get distracted.
Yes.
David Corn Sweat? I don't know.
Corn Sweat.
That's wow. Superman.
Sounds like something you have down in Iowa. Hey, yeah. I got the corn sweats.
Hawkgirl is going to be in this one.
Yes.
Yeah, they're like totally changing everything up. Nathan Fillion is going to be in it. Nicholas Hoult, if you've seen The Menu.
Yes.
He's the guy that was like trying to impress the chef in that one. So yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm kind of up in the arms. I never saw Superman Returns. Is that the one with the Brandon guy, the one with the bullet that deflects off his eyeball?
That was a cool scene.
See, I haven't seen that one.
You should watch it.
So is it good? I mean, is it worth my time?
I mean, you should watch it. I'm not saying it's a great movie, but
right, yeah. Lois Lane has a kid with another dude.
You always got to you just got to watch them, okay? And then you can rank them in your head.
All right.
Yes. We also watched the new trailer two for Twisters.
Right.
And what are your thoughts on that?
So last week when we talked about it, I said, I'll go see it in the movie theater after this new trailer. I feel like I've already seen the movie.
Yeah, why is that? Why do they have to show you the whole movie?
I don't know. It was a 3-minute long trailer. We don't need, trailers shouldn't be more than a minute and a half.
No.
2 minutes tops.
I like teaser trailers.
Yeah, this was like, this is the movie. So, but it did reinforce I hate tornado physics in movies because this is ridiculous. It's just like every scene was just more and more stupid.
Well, what's weird is this year, I mean, has got to go on record as one of the worst tornado years.
I would think so. It started off so far.
Yes.
Oklahoma and Nebraska is just getting destroyed.
So I wonder how it's going to play. When does this drop? This summer? I mean, summer blockbuster probably, right? Yeah,
I think in the next month or
yes.
So. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. And there's always in the Twister movie, there's always the nighttime tornado. And there looks like there's one or two maybe in this movie. But recently, there has been a lot more nighttime.
There's tornadoes. Nothing worse than a nighttime tornado.
Yeah, you don't even see it coming.
Well, you see, I've seen footage of, it's black, but then you see the outline from the power, when it hits the power transformer flashes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like something out of some apocalyptic Godzilla movie. It's horrible.
Sure. Yeah, that would just be the worst.
And then what if you're sleeping, you know?
Right, yeah. Yeah, then you're screwed. Especially if it's a direct hit on your neighborhood.
Another scary thing is these rain-wrapped tornadoes where it just looks like it's raining out.
Yeah.
So you have no idea.
But there's something in there.
Yes.
And in the movies, they always say that too. They're like, there's something in there. And you know it's a tornado.
And what's weird now, I've been watching all the footage on YouTube, is the clarity. You know, back we were talking off mic. You know, you're lucky if you had a decent video camera. Not everyone did. Mm-hmm. But now everyone has a phone shooting 4K.
Right.
So these videos are insane.
Yeah, it's remarkable what some of these tornadoes look like.
Yes, and then the dash cam footage.
Yeah. Everyone's got a dash. Do you have a dash cam?
I do not.
On your buggy?
I think it's weird. It's like you're almost asking for someone to crash into you or right. For you to see something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like weird. Or now they have AI will tell you exactly when you're going to die. You just type in all this stuff.
Oh.
And they said it's insanely accurate.
That's like, who says it's insanely accurate? The dead people.
Yes. Dead man tell no tales.
They have morticians.
No, I guess it's, well, it's like those, what do you call those dudes that do the insurance actuaries and all that?
Yeah.
They got that down to a science too, I guess.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I don't want to know when I die, and I don't want to, you know, see some weird thing go down on the,
no. You know. No, I know, like in Russia, and I think even in like Vietnam, there's a lot of dash cameras for insurance purposes. Because I know in Vietnam for a long time, the older Vietnamese folk would jump in front of cars and pretend to get hit for insurance purposes. And so like everybody in Vietnam was driving around with a dash cam video for a while. I don't know if it's still like that or not, but yeah, I've thought about getting a dash cam, but then I thought the superstitious person in me is like, well, I'm just asking for it.
Yes. And then all these road ragers too.
Right.
Like people are nuts.
Yeah. Although if that's what I have to do to go viral on the internet, I mean, that's what,
oh,
I
that'll do it.
How about this? How about I buy a dash cam and then you and I fake a
viral moment? Yeah. You know, there's gotta be a lot of, my idea was to, you're driving along with a guy. And then you're, you know, like you're going to fight and get out of the car and you have a pop and lock brake dance paddle.
Right in the middle of traffic.
Yeah, that would be, if I was on TikTok, that's what I would do. I think that'd be hilarious.
You know how to pop and lock?
A little bit.
Interesting.
Yes.
We should get that on the YouTube channel.
Yes, that would be powerful.
We should do an episode on pop and lock. You could like, we could get Rerun in here.
Oh my God.
Rerun was like the king of pop and lock.
Yes. Powerful, powerful beret.
Yeah.
Fred
Suspenders.
Berry. Yes.
Oh, my God. Is he still around?
No.
Oh. Well, no. I guess we can't get him in here.
You know, I was doing a little research.
Yep.
M80. Of course, there is an M80 energy drink.
Mm.
Monster.
Does it taste like gunpowder?
I didn't have it, but I didn't like the graphics. My graphics would have been, it would have been like red, like candy apple red can.
Sure.
With the fuse, and it'd be M80.
Oh, I'd put a hand on there missing five fingers.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
With blood.
Yes.
Just gnarly.
Yes.
That's what I would do.
Do not hold in hand, light on ground. What do they always say? Do not place in hand, light on ground, walk away or something. They have this like instructions right, yeah. on all the fireworks.
I did see some water at the grocery store. It's like some new kind of, and I'm sure all the kids will be drinking it. It comes in a black can, but it's called black water. And I think it's black water, but it's like some kind of alkaline B12 infused water, and it's colored black just to be different. So if that's the case, I will bring in a can next time.
Isn't that cool, human nature? Like you just liquid death and all those.
Yeah.
And people buy it.
Hell yeah, it works.
What amazes me is the actors that have the premium booze.
Yep.
And they just make billions off it.
The tequilas?
Yes.
Like George Clooney's
yes,
tequila?
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't bought
like
it.
Like, people are drinking that much booze or...
Or they're charging that much
yeah, money. Yeah, or is it kind of like art? You know, those works of art are really just money laundering and they, you know, pay $5 million for it and it's all right. Bullshit.
Yeah.
So you wonder how many shenanigans are going on with booze.
Yeah.
Got to get the untouchables back.
We need to get those old-fashioned baby buggies back then, too.
Yes.
Go to the train station. What's Kevin Costner doing?
Isn't he powerful?
He can be.
Yes.
He's not as powerful. I mean, some movies are powerful, some are
yes.
not. Like when he couldn't do the English accent for his Robin Hood movie.
Yeah. I don't get too hung up on stuff. I mean, if it's so bad that, you know.
Well, it's one thing if nobody else was doing the English yeah. accent, but everybody else was and he wasn't because he couldn't.
What was his finest role?
Field of Dreams. That was the best one.
That was good.
Yep. And then Untouchables. It's pretty good.
Now, a powerful segue. The reason I talk about powerful actors, we are going to get into the movie The Thing, 1982, the best decade in pop culture, the 80s. And of course, the powerfully bearded Kurt Russell.
Yes,
very starring, powerful. Starring as Snake Plissken in this powerful movie.
Well, what I
Escape
think...
Escape from Antarctica.
What I think is funny, and a lot of people didn't know this, but this movie actually set up two other movies after this. The first one was Kurt Russell's character actually gets saved, and he goes on to become a truck driver, fighting Chinese gangs and Lopan. Trying to get the eye of Kim Cattrall. And then Wilford Brimley's character.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Goes off and starts a cocoon colony. With
yes.
all of his best friends. I mean, some people don't know this is the prequel to Cocoon and Big Trouble.
Did Wilford Brimley ever look young?
He actually looks older in this movie.
I know.
Golly. He was probably 22 when he filmed this one, too.
In Cocoon. He was like 52 or something.
I know. That's what I'm saying. In this movie, he must have been 22. Because he looked freaking old in this one, too. Oh, my goodness.
Let's start us off. Tell us about the 1982 movie, The Thing.
This is a movie about a group of American researchers stationed in Antarctica. We don't know how long they were there, but we do know they're being picked up in about 6 weeks in the spring. The movie starts off with a group of Norwegian scientists in helicopters trying to shoot a dog, a sled dog. The guy's a horrible shot. They end up in the American encampment, landing, still trying to shoot this dog.
He's horrible at throwing grenades also.
Yes, the passenger gets out, tries to throw a grenade, botches it somehow, blows up himself and the helicopter. Somehow the pilot lives, has the rifle, tries to shoot the dog, still does not kill the dog, and somehow the old guy with the six shooter does the eyeball shot from about 50 yards away.
Yeah, but he was a coward. He was hiding.
True. Yeah, so they end up going back to, or trying to find the Norwegian setup, their research facility they do, and Kurt Russell and the doc go and check it out, and they find a horrible mess, burned out, broken windows, dead bodies everywhere, and they end up finding this weird mass of flesh and bone and blood and just weird stuff. So they bring it back because that's what you do when you don't know what's going on. And then from there, chaos ensues. The dog is a hint and nothing but paranoia and people acting really good being frozen.
Now, the last movie we watched, we reviewed, was Ravenous.
Yes.
Did you see where I got the idea from this?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Isn't that great?
It's awesome. Yeah.
Because really I love wilderness movies. I love, the weird thing about this movie is there's so much room, yet it's claustrophobic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're trapped and it's man against nature.
Yeah.
Man against alien.
Yep. It's a research facility that looks small on the outside, but has super long hallways on the inside.
It does.
How that works out, who knows?
And it's all dudes.
Yeah. And you have the...
Because we love our all-dudes movies. Like, I count Predator all-dudes.
Yeah.
No love story.
Yeah.
This is all-dudes. You know what the only female-type thing was in this movie?
The dog?
Nope.
Oh.
The voice of the chess computer was
played. Oh, that's true.
Adrian Barbeau.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. And Kurt Russell calls it a bitch and...
Yes.
Pours his drink into it and destroys the computer. Like, don't they need that? But apparently not that one.
Well, so. I think other computer-like things got destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of other computer-like things got destroyed. But yeah, and they do have like the stereotypical, the cook was a fun-loving roller skating dude, loved music.
Yes, and let's go over who we had here.
The radio guy looked like a 70s radio DJ.
Yes. So. We had Kurt Russell, was a helicopter pilot, McGrady. Wilford Brimley. Was Blair, the senior biologist. Katie Carter was the cook. David Clemen was the assistant mechanic. Keith David, as Childs, was the chief mechanic. We had Richard Dysart was Dr. Cooper, the physician, the doctor. Charles Hallahan was the geologist. Peter Maloney was a meteorologist. Now they had a lot of doctors and scientists. Richard Masseur was a dog handler. Joel Polis was the assistant biologist. Donald Moffat was the station commander, and Thomas Waits was Windows.
Yeah, the radio operator. Yes.
He was kind of like Chet from Weird Science and Aliens. And this also movie obviously reminded me of Aliens, too.
Yeah, it's more Aliens than for me, just because of the arms and the...
The aliens.
Yeah, and the because of the aliens of the aliens.
So what did you think of the practical effects?
I liked them.
Aren't they amazing?
They are really good.
I mean, if you think about that, that they actually had to build all that. None of it is
right.
Camera tricks.
Yeah, was it rubber, chemicals, fake blood? Read that it was a $15 million budget, and
yes.
$1.5 million of it was on
special effects. Just on the special effects.
So, which doesn't seem like a lot in today's standards, but back then that was a lot of money in the budget to dedicate to the special effects, and it was well worth it. It was really cool.
By the way, the dog's name was Jed in real life.
And we all know when your name is Jed.
Yeah.
You're dead.
So the, yeah, exactly. The dog was a dude too. So
yeah, nothing but dudes. And so, the two Norwegian scientists were dudes.
Yes. So I like the cool, snow blindness sunglasses he had on.
Yeah. Here I was thinking of this. So there's a helicopter cliche. Anytime someone's flying the helicopter and somebody leans out of a helicopter, the person leaning out has to point to where they're flying. And it's like, yeah, the pilot can see.
No, you have to point.
So, yeah, it's like, wow, they were even doing that in 1982. Because they do that in movies now. Anyway, I digress.
No, please do. That's what we do on podcasts. We digress.
Yeah, so that was interesting.
So what are some of the notable scenes to you? I mean, obviously the blood test.
I would say the blood test was a pretty good one. The dog scene.
Wasn't that great?
That was awesome.
Didn't you feel horrible for the dogs?
I did, yeah. But it's like any scene. Oh, the CPR scene.
Oh, my God.
That was pretty cool. And then his head kind of turns into a spider.
Did you know they used a guy with no arms?
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's how much realism was in there.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, I felt bad for those dogs.
Yeah. I think that, and then I really didn't get the guy who was trying to figure out what was going on, and he lit himself on fire. The one that was like, you know, like, okay, we're going to make our own food and eat out of cans, and then next thing you know, he goes outside, they can't find him, and then they find him, and he's burned to a crisp.
What do you think drove Wilford Brimley crazy?
Being one of the things.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he was one of the things.
Okay.
Because he was dealing with the blood samples and stuff. So I think it finally got him or something when he was dealing with that. Because they said any little microparticle or whatever could infect you. So he did, he played more of like a drunk going crazy than he did. Like a insane going crazy. That's how they treated him as. And he was going off. He tried to karate or axe chop everybody in the face.
I like that cool hand thing he did when he stuck in that guy's face.
Yeah, that was.
Is that creepy?
In his mouth.
Yes.
And he just drags him away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
What I noticed, I made that little YouTube video, how Tombstone and this movie. Because in Tombstone, if you remember outside of the bar, they go, let's rush him. He can't take us all. And they literally said the same thing in this movie.
Right. And you're right.
Yes. And then he pulls a gun on him.
Yeah.
He goes, I mean it. And in Tombstone, he goes, he means it.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I bet they had to have.
You think it was an homage?
Oh, I bet it was. It has to be.
But I made that video if you guys want to check it out. It's literally 18 seconds, so you have no reason not to watch it. But I kind of mashed those two together. But it's crazy because he goes, let's rush him. He can't get us all. And then he pulls the gun on him, and that's literally what he does in Tombstone.
Yeah, it has to be the same. It has to be the reason why they put that in there.
Isn't Kurt Russell awesome?
Yeah, he's a really good actor.
He really is.
Yeah. He does a really good job at playing the badass. In the movies he's in,
he has presence. You know how some people don't have presence on film,
right?
He's just right there. I mean,
yeah,
powerful beard and
right,
steely blue eyes, and it's just powerful,
right? Yeah, I mean, like you said, everything he's in, he commands. Like, look at the movie Overboard. It's just a chintz, or cheapy, you know, thrown together movie, just kind of campy, but he does a really good job in
the computer that wore tennis shoes.
Yeah,
one of his finest roles. Did you see that movie?
No.
I'm going to need you to watch that.
Which one is that the name of the movie?
Yes.
My God. I might be taking my words back.
Yes. Powerful.
Yeah.
It was pre-beard.
Oh, that was a young Kurt Russell.
Yes,
then.
Yeah. Very young.
He when he was a kid, he starred in a movie with Charles Bronson. And he gave Charles Bronson a birthday present on his birthday. And Charles Bronson took it and just walked back to his dressing room, didn't say anything. So Kurt Russell thought he pissed him off. And it turned out that was the very first birthday present Charles Bronson ever got. Because he grew up poor, so he never got a birthday present.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like a bullshit story, but it's cool.
That, I'm telling you.
I know. No, I believe you.
Charles Bronson.
Yes.
I mean, if you think about it, yeah, Charles Bronson probably never got birthday presents. Just, I mean, because look at him, you know.
Another powerful actor.
Yeah.
Death Wish.
Don't fuck with Charles Bronson.
And that one movie where he fought a samurai. That was cool.
Yeah. I mean, even The Simpsons paid homage to Charles Bronson.
The Homerage.
Instead of going to Branson, Missouri, Homer accidentally ends up in Bronson, Missouri.
That's funny.
Hey, Ma, how about a cookie? No dice.
So what did you think about the ending? When it was just Childs and McCready. Powerful Keith David. So what are your thoughts on Keith David?
I think he's a good actor, too. This has got to be one of his first ones, though, right? They were all pretty young, and this, even, well, except for Wilford Brimley. This is pre-diabetes for him, but no
mustache.
Yeah, I like him in the movies he's in. He usually plays like the military type, though.
Yes.
In the movies.
So, yes.
But yeah, this type of role is something that I think it was easy for him to do, kind of like the asshole, but kind of like a tough asshole.
Yes, Keith David, not to be confused with David Keith, another powerful actor.
Yeah. So I think he did a good job. I think the ending was fine. I usually hate open-ended endings, but this one kind of made sense.
Do you think they were both infected? One was infected, one was not infected? What are your thoughts on that?
I think neither one of them was, and they died.
Okay.
Died in the cold.
Because, you know, there's theories going around, hypothesis.
Oh, yeah.
Hypothesis that Kurt Russell gave him a drink, and it was really gasoline. A Molotov cocktail, and that's why he kind of chuckled when he took a sip.
Really?
Knowing that he was infected.
Mm.
And also, there's supposedly a glint in their eyes, you know, that little reflection.
Yep.
And he didn't have it.
Really?
And there's also, apparently, the parka is a different color.
Oh, some, I didn't some
people,
that.
Some people say, oh, that's just the lighting, but he had a blue parka on when he was kind of standing by the doorway.
Yep.
And then if you look, when he comes back, it doesn't
look
blue.
It's like black, right? It's like a black.
Kind of grayish white.
Yeah.
And then if you look at that scene, the parkas are arranged differently. And some people think that he turned into the thing and got into a fight with them, obviously, and
sure.
put the parkas back up.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would make sense.
They're hastily arranged.
I'm going to see if I can find a screenshot of that scene. Oh, yeah, I see it now. I can see. Yeah, it's more of like a grayish.
Yes.
One, depending on which, because if you look at the, like an enhanced photo, they make it kind of look the same. It's more black, I would say. But if you look at like a photo from the original movie, it does look gray. Interesting.
So you thought they were both uninfected?
I thought they were both uninfected and okay. They were going to die of the cold. Because they were 6 weeks away from being rescued, and it was going to be 100 below zero. And all they had was the fire from the place exploding and a bottle of J&B.
Mm-hmm.
They had like an endless supply of J&B there. Amazing.
Well, if you're trapped out there or down there.
What happens if you don't like J&B?
Oh, you wish they had like Coors Light?
Yeah.
All right.
Something like that. Or maybe a seltzer. Maybe it's like the winter of seltzers.
Yeah, but they're all men. There's no women, so there would be no seltzer.
Mm.
So what do you think of Arnold as McCready?
No.
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 Well, he would yell to get back to that chopper.
There'd be a lot of chopper. Yeah, right there. It's a couple of choppers in this movie.
So Arnold could not pull it off.
No, I mean, what's he going to be like? First, we're going to do the blood sample. We're going to cut each other's fingers. And we're going to stick a heart.
Listen, I have you all tied up. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. I want you to answer them immediately. Who's the thing? What does he do?
That would be pretty cool.
Yes. How about Stallone?
Maybe. I don't think that would work out very well either. Just, hey, what do you do over there?
Well,
we gotta do the blood test.
Well, there was Adrian Barbeau was the chess computer, so maybe you'd take, yo, Adrian.
Right, oh, yeah, there you go. What other...
So I was gonna ask you, who could you honestly...
Action, like 1982 action.
How about Bruce Willis? He'd smirk a lot. And
Yeah, I could see him doing that. He would do it. I think he would be okay.
Yes. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yeah, just before he blows him up.
How about Seagal?
It would be a totally different movie.
With Jason Seagal. Statham.
Maybe.
The Rock.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. He would raise his eyebrow up when they were doing the plan. Like, we're going to, do you want to get tied up? It doesn't matter if you want to get tied up.
Shut up, bitch.
Yeah, well, you know, if it was Schwarzenegger before he torched him with one of the many flamethrower scenes, he'd say, how about a light?
Yeah, if it burns, we can kill it. Yeah, but just think about it. Dutch would have to go, you know, their modern weapons, the guns weren't killing them. So right. He'd have to go primal. He'd have cool ice weapons. And
yeah, he would cover himself in snow.
He'd have the flare, too, and go,
he couldn't see me. And then yes. Cover himself in snow. Oh, it'd be great. What make a be? Snowman.
Yes. Arnold is.
Oh, Jesse.
Yeah, he'd be in there.
Jesse.
Yeah, Yeah. I ain't got time to freeze. Yes.
We got to get inside. We're freezing.
Yeah. It's 30 below out here.
See, this movie is made for everybody that was in Predator.
Because it's ensemble. Everyone loves it. It's all guys. There's no stupid love story. It's just men being men, drinking, freezing.
What if we took everybody from the first Expendables and redid the thing again and used that cast?
I did like the number one Expendables. Yeah. I did like that cast.
Yeah. That's the best cast.
It is. Yeah. How about, here, check this out. How about the Golden Girls are trapped?
Ma. Yeah, it could be like Blanche would try to sleep with it.
Yes. B. Arthur just goes mano a mano versus the thing.
Rose would die first because she was telling a story
about
Northern Minnesota.
Would she?
Yeah. Ma would die second to last, and it would be Blanche and Maud. B. Arthur at the end. Dorothy, that was her name.
Yes, Dorothy.
I don't know why I said Maud.
Dorothy Gish. Well, who cares?
Dorothy Gish.
Yes. Do you think the thing got away?
Ooh, good question.
Yes. Because it can just hibernate.
Yeah.
So it's just waiting. It doesn't really even care.
I guess if...
it's just going to hibernate and wait.
Depending on whether or not Childs or MacReady. Because they burned the last one. But they did say they had to burn all of it. And you never know, like the last couple of times they burned the hell out of it, if they got all.
So the Predator went to somewhere warm. Mm-hmm. This thing went to somewhere cold.
Yep, waiting for someone to pick it up and warm it up so it can start imitating.
Interesting.
Assimilating / imitating.
Yes.
Now, have you seen the remake, the 2011 remake?
No.
Me either. But I know it's a thing. The thing.
It's a thing.
The remake of The Thing is a thing.
Yeah, I should probably watch it. I don't know why I didn't.
I wouldn't. Don't do it. Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah.
It's probably 2.5 hours.
Well, I've seen clips of it. You know, it's a CGI shit fest, you know.
They probably added a love story.
And the practical effects in here, it was kind of cool. Even you knew it was fake, but it still kind of freaked you out. And it still had that puppetry to it.
Right, because it's gross.
Yeah.
And it's gross. That's
And we like puppets and stuff. So even, I mean, you know, the sense of humor when the thing, the head with the spider is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what's cool, like when the dog, like its skin peels back.
Oh, that was cool.
And it turns into like a Demogorgon.
Yes.
You know, from Stranger Things. And you're just like, it's gross, but it's cool at the same time.
I mean, I just like, how everything was shooting up towards the ceiling or his chest opens up and his teeth and it's just. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the whole thing, the whole creature of this movie was cool.
Yes. And you never really saw the creature. It was always.
Right. Parts, bits and pieces of it.
Well, that was cool too.
Yeah. The dude with the arms that looked like worms and, oh God, like tree trunks with worms growing.
And there was parts of it that reminded me of the Terminator, you know?
Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah, and then, I mean, there's a lot of blood, obviously. So, but yeah, I mean, it's just...
And, I mean, back to that blood test scene when the guys are all tied up and then they realize, and that guy starts, you know...
Freaking out.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, yeah. Poor that guy. He was a stoner. All he wanted to do was get stoned.
Yes.
Poor guy. And somehow he becomes assimilated.
So, to wrap it up, what are your thoughts on this movie?
I liked it. They don't make them like this, and this was made in 82. So, but John Carpenter is really, really known for his horror.
Yes.
So yeah, he did. Yeah,
we didn't
even
really talk about the John Carpenter aspect.
No.
And what's weird is normally he makes the music too. He didn't do it this time. He said he wanted like a European feel to it.
Okay. Yeah, it was good. I liked it. I liked the movie. I liked the acting. The action was good. No boring parts.
No, and all the characters were believable. Like, not everyone were all pretty boys. You know, they had old fat guys, and you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So that was cool, too.
We say relatable.
Yes, is that what we say?
That's what we say.
Yes.
Yeah. We're the only ones that say that.
Okay. So, you know, if they did it now, they'd have to have that Glenn Powell, is that right?
Right, yeah. from Twisters.
Yeah, they'd have to have someone sexy like that.
And it'd be the dude who played Goose's kid. Miles Tillis.
Yes.
Yeah, he would be in it, sure.
Yeah, there'd be a piano scene or something.
Yeah. they'd be singing Great Balls of Fire.
Yes.
While they're drinking. Ian, they'd still drink that J&B or E&J or whatever they were drinking.
Yes, J&B.
Yeah. So you just have to have that in there. Alcohol is cool.
Did it remind you of any other movie?
Besides Aliens? Not really. Maybe Species.
Yes.
So, because that's kind of the same thing. Like, it's like a body snatching type movie. Maybe that's about it though for me. How about you?
It was like I said, pieces of reminded me of Terminator, reminded me of Aliens.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, the, like I said, ravenous in a weird way. Not that it's anything to do with it, but it just reminded me of it. I just like the fear and paranoia. You know, a lot of people compared it to the time in the 80s when, you know, you had the Cold War, you had AIDS, mm-hmm. you had all these stuff going on. So there was that paranoia and isolation, and it just, you know what I mean? So,
yeah. And when this movie came out, not a lot of people liked it.
No, that's true too. It's back then, like I always say that I've seen every movie, and I did, like, on the weekends, I used to just see every, now I'm so picky about movies,
mm-hmm.
you know, but back then I would literally see every movie that came out, and we didn't know anything about them. That's what's so cool. This, like, can you imagine walking into this and just seeing it? Like,
and not knowing.
Yeah, and you're just this kid, and you're like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Yeah, but you're having nightmares at the same time.
Yeah, this one, it wasn't, do you think this one was scary?
No, because compared to what we see now, it's not scary.
But,
back in the day, I could see
it. Do you think it was scary? Okay. Because to me, it was always just like an action movie. It reminded me of, obviously, Predator came out in 87, but.
Right.
To me, I had the feel of it like it was an action movie, and I think that's why I like Predator too. That was an action, even though there was no real action in this movie. They're all just trapped in the thing.
Right.
But when you're a bunch of dudes, to me, it seems like a military movie.
Yeah. Like, Predator isn't scary.
No.
That's just a sci-fi movie. This is like a horror movie.
It was.
So it was more horror than sci-fi to me. So I would put that up there with, like, because back in the day, we were not allowed to watch Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street unless we went over to my aunt's house or my parents weren't home, you know, type of thing.
Now, the original Nightmare on Elm Street, I thought that was freaky.
Yeah.
Because that movie was scary, and then the newer ones were, you know, all campy and, you know, oh, I'm your boyfriend now. You know, even though that one had that in there too, but I thought Freddy was more creepy.
Yeah. When did the first one come out?
84. So out of 5 head spiders, what are you giving this movie?
I'm giving this 4.5 head spiders. Yes.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's good.
Iconic.
Yep.
Poster is iconic. Yeah. I need to get a copy of that. It's so weird, though. Do you know what the poster is? It's like the guy in the
said it, just like the thing in
the light.
Lit up letters, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool.
But it is cool.
Yep. It is definitely worth the watch. and it's on streaming. So you have to rent it on a streaming service now, but it's worth it. I would watch it again.
Excellent.
Yes.
Could have a thing party.
Ooh. You guys want to come over and watch the thing?
Yes. That would be a cool outdoor, like you project it on your garage. You have sure. a party.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Because even if it's, I used to like that in nightclubs. They'd have, you know, ambient video where it was just some movie playing.
Right.
And it's other music and people are drinking, but you just mm-hmm. randomly look over and you see the thing.
Yeah.
I got to do that. That's awesome.
You know, they show sometimes they'll put up a screen in like a pool.
Yes, and then you exactly.
can watch Jaws.
Exactly.
I think we should do this in the winter. Get some inner tubes, put people outside and watch the thing.
Yes.
You can be cold with them.
And then cut the power.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's for certain points.
Yeah. And then burn the whole thing down.
Yeah. And then like trap them in a tool shed.
Powerful.
For their own good.
Powerful.
Then they somehow build a spaceship. That Wilford Brimley, I tell you.
Who was your favorite character out of that movie?
Well, Kurt Russell for sure. But I like the radio, Windows, dude.
Yeah.
So I think he and I would have a lot in common. He looked like a radio DJ.
Yeah. They should have had a guy called Mac. Mac and Windows. That would have been cool.
And they could have been Mac.
Yes.
You have a dry shaving.
So yes.
Be the first one to dry shave.
So it'd be a joke on Predator Mac, and it'd be a joke on computers.
Mm-hmm.
Mac, Macintosh, and Windows.
It would be ahead of its time, too.
Yes.
If they did that.
Powerful.
When we remake it, we'll put a Mac in there.
So we're going to wrap this powerful episode up. We hope you guys had a good time. We just ask you one thing, well, many things. Please follow us on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, on X at Amazing Pop Pod. Like our Facebook page. Check out the little 18-second mashup I did of Tombstone and The Thing. Also like our Instagram. Oh, and wherever you listen to podcasts, please leave a review. Because everything gets buried with the algorithm. So if you leave a review, it actually puts you above other things. So people can actually find your podcast. Just leave a 5-star review. It will help unlock the secrets to Mike Rez's cribbage boards.
Mm, quite the secrets.
Do you have any plugs?
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram, Mike Rez Radio. Mike Rez Radio on Facebook. Mike Rez Radio YouTube. Mike Rez Radio X. My Grindr is... Wait, no. We're not giving that one away. Yeah, that's about it.
Excellent.
Yep.
And until next time, you've just enjoyed the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast. The Amazing Pop Culture Podcast is available everywhere fine podcasts are found. Please leave a rating and review where you listen to podcasts. Like and follow the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And shop our Amazing Pop Culture merch. This has been an Amazing Pop Culture Podcast production.